This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now more than 297,000 people have died from COVID-19 worldwide, and the number of confirmed infections is 4.3 million. In the United States, more than 84,000 people have died, and the number of infections is less than a third of the global figure. The UK has the second highest number of deaths and more than 33,000, while Russia has the second highest number of confirmed infections at more than 242,000. U.S. President Donald Trump is calling on governors across the nation to work to reopen schools that have been closed because of the coronavirus. He's also taking issue with comments from Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has cautioned against moving too quickly and sending students back to class. Mr. Trump accused Fauci of wanting to play all sides of the equation. It's a comment that suggests that Mr. Trump is tiring of the nation's top infectious diseases expert as the president pushes for the country to reopen. Mr. Trump told reporters that he won't consider the country to be coming back if schools are closed. As the nation enters a third month of economic devastation, the coronavirus is proving ruinous to state budgets. Many governments are being forced to consider deep cuts to schools, universities, health care programs, and a wide array of other basic functions. Many states expect their revenue to plunge by 15% to 20% because government-ordered lockdowns and business closures have wiped out much of the economy and caused tax collections to evaporate. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell warned of the threat of a prolonged recession resulting from the viral outbreak and urged Congress and the White House to act further to prevent long-lasting economic damage. The Fed and Congress have taken far-reaching steps to try to counter what is likely to be a severe downturn resulting from the widespread shutdown of the U.S. economy. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Unlike other areas of the country that are itching to lift corona restrictions, wealthy suburbs of Virginia and Maryland outside the nation's capital are insisting on staying shut down. The decision follows a long-standing pattern in which the affluent areas bordering Washington, D.C. have acted more in concert with each other and the nation's capital than with their own states. Like leaders in those communities, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser on Wednesday extended the city's stay-at-home order, citing a continuing increase in COVID-19 cases. The governors of Virginia and Maryland, meanwhile, are allowing other parts of the states to partially reopen. Australia posted its biggest monthly jobs decline on record Thursday because of coronavirus lockdown measures, even as the country begins to gradually ease those social distancing rules. The jobless figures from the country's statistics office provided a stark illustration of the pandemic's effect on the national economy, which had experienced an unbroken run of growth for more than two decades. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security Cyber Division are warning that hackers backed by the Chinese government may be attempting to steal the work of researchers dealing with the response to the coronavirus pandemic. The two agencies issued a public service announcement of the potential threat on Wednesday. It comes amid heightened tensions between the two countries over the source of the outbreak and China's response. The Department of Justice says in a statement that hackers have been attempting to obtain intellectual property and public health data related to vaccines, treatments, and testing. China has denied it's involved in any attempt to steal virus-related data. Again, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell warning of the threat of a prolonged recession resulting from the viral outbreak, and he urged Congress and the White House to act further to prevent long-lasting economic damage. The Fed and Congress have taken far-reaching steps to try to counter what is likely to be a severe downturn resulting from the widespread shutdown of the U.S. economy. Powell also cautioned that numerous bankruptcies among small businesses and extended unemployment for many people remain a serious risk. He spoke a day after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi proposed a $3 trillion aid package that would direct money to state and local governments, households, and health care workers as well. And again, just recapping, now more than 297,000 people have died from COVID-19 worldwide. The number of confirmed infections is still 4.3 million people. In the United States, there are more than 84,000 people who have died, and the number of infections is less than a third of the global figure. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.